Hello, and welcome to Kathleen Can Do It, the DIY podcast celebrating the fun and fails of doing it yourself. I'm Kathleen Martin.
And I'm Kathleen Heaney. And we're just two Kathleens helping you pick the right paint color for your walls.
In this episode, we are discussing how not to get overwhelmed when painting your home.
Choosing a color can feel very permanent because it takes a lot of work to pull furniture away from the wall and put, you know, do all the prep work and clean the wall and tape everything. I know you don't do that. I am very, very vigilant about that. But paint truly is relatively inexpensive compared to everything else that goes in your home. And it's so easily changeable.
It creates such an impact, such a big refresh.
Yeah.
You can totally change a room with a new wall color, but it can be overwhelming. It's so overwhelming that all my walls are white and I need to get over it.
I am not over your white walls. We have to talk about your new red front door.
Yes.
But Kathleen, when we were initially discussing this makeover that you were going to give to the front of your house, I was sort of taken aback because you and I are always talking about how much we love color. And yes, it is true that all the walls in your house are white, but you've always sort of leaned into that you're going to eventually change that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was talking to you about, you know, like what colors you're going to put in the front of your house for this great partnership that you had with Home Depot, I was like, well, you could do this and you could do that. And you were like, nope, nope. I like black and white houses. And that is it.
So I had the dream of all dream partnerships with Home Depot.
Yeah.
They reached out to me about a front porch refresh and it was amazing. So happy with how it came out.
Yeah.
But honestly, I went into it trying not to paint the door.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was proposing ideas. I was like, I could do this or that. And they're like, you know, I think it'd be cool if you painted the door. Like your house is so colorful.
Yeah.
Bring it on the outside. I was like, okay, I love you. I'll do whatever you say, but I'm scared. They were totally right.
Mm-hmm.
I went with No More Drama by Bear.
Okay.
It's a beautiful red, not too bright, but also not too dark. It's not a cranberry. It's still very vibrant.
Yeah.
And it makes such an impact on my home.
It does.
It really stands out against the white house with the black shutters. It's a classic look and I'm really happy with it.
And now just think about when it starts to be a little bit warmer outside, all of the red flowers and the big potters you can put in front of the house to match the door.
Yeah, I love red geraniums.
Yes.
And we have white hydrangea. I like to keep it like matchy-matchy sometimes.
That surprises me a little bit about you. Did you consider any other color other than red for your front door?
No. I don't know why. It's like I can't wrap my head around it on the outside. I don't want to experiment or go crazy.
Yeah.
But red is classic, so can't go wrong.
Okay. We're going to get into painting your exteriors too, because I want to share a little bit about what I did with my mom's house when I totally revamped the whole thing.
Yes.
But step number one, if you're going to change a color in your house, I always go to Pinterest and I always go to the home decor magazines. Like, where do you look for inspiration, Kathleen?
I typically start on Pinterest too.
Yeah.
But this time when I was painting my front door, I went to Home Depot, and like any paint store, they have an overwhelming amount of colors, just the whole rainbow times 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at all the reds and I pulled probably about 5 swatches. And then what I did is I typed those names into Pinterest to find doors in those reds.
Mm-hmm.
And Home Depot had a brochure where they showed a white house with that red door. I was like, sold. But I did check other sources as well, because different lighting, depending on what light your house gets, can change it. After I saw a few examples, I knew it was the right choice.
Going to a Lowe's or a Home Depot or wherever where they have 10,000 of those paint samples, I have been there. I have chosen some truly atrocious paint colors in the past. Like my first room when I left college and I, you know, had my first big girl apartment that I had some roommates with, I did this really bright teal accent wall. It was god awful. Nowadays, there are so many ways to narrow down the colors that you choose. The first thing I do is go to Pinterest, because chances are you're going to have something else in the room that you're painting. Like if you can start from scratch scratch completely. You don't have any furniture and all you have is a room. You're very lucky, but then paint is kind of the last thing you pick because you want to pick your furnishings first.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about that before. So if you have, I don't know, a green couch, hit up Pinterest, type in green couch living room and see what comes up because you don't need to reinvent the wheel. There are other people who've made really good decisions out there. Just copy them.
Even as a jumping off point, yeah. Like type in those buzzy keywords of what your style is mm-hmm. and that can give you a great place to start. And then from there, if they don't mention the color, then we're going to talk about how we find those certain brands that have curated lists yeah. that really help.
One of the things is when people are like, I don't know what color to paint my kitchen. And it's like, okay, think about this strategically. You have black cabinets and light gray countertops,
mm-hmm.
or you've got black countertops and white cabinets. Put that into Pinterest because you're going to be able to see what other people did with exactly the same sort of materials in that room that you have to work with.
Yeah.
Same thing with tiles. Don't try and come up with something totally original. Type in black and white tile, or I don't know, maybe if you move into a really old house with like green tiles from the 50s or something,
mm-hmm.
lean into it. I love it when people do a monochromatic look.
And that's something to keep in mind. So if you have very set features like the kitchen cabinets, the tile, and the flooring that cannot be changed.
Yeah.
You can't choose any color. Mm-mm. You truly can't be like, whatever. There's going to be many colors that don't go with that.
Yeah.
And you have to really keep that in mind when choosing the right color.
Mm-hmm. Another great place. Like, do you read the mags? Do you hit the publications, Kathleen?
I just subscribed to Architectural Digest
yeah.
because it was $10 for the year mm-hmm. and I got a tote.
Ooh.
And
so okay. Now people know that when you go to the grocery store, you're the type of fancy person that reads Architectural Digest.
I know.
Digest.
I am cultured. The first two magazines came and I did not open them. I don't know why. I think I felt almost intimidated because I'm at a phase in my home where I hate everything yeah. again. Mm-hmm. It comes in cycles. I'm like, everything is bad. I make bad choices. But I opened up the last one. It's with Lily Allen and the guy from Stranger Things, David Harbour.
Oh, yes, her husband. Oh, Kathleen, read that episode ASAP. And then you have to go on Architectural Digest's YouTube page because
mm-hmm.
they have all of these great videos where they do walkthroughs of the homes that they feature. And it's a Brooklyn brownstone where David Harbour and Lily Allen live. And it is the most English, wonderful looking pattern mixing, floral mixing home I've ever seen.
Everything is floral. Everything is over the top in a way that I've said before, I need to go further. Like there's something holding me back. The amount of times I've thought about painting my ceiling, like maybe I should paint it yellow. Maybe I should paint it blush. Maybe I shouldn't paint it at all. But like we said, you could always undo it.
Yeah. Paint is the thing you can always undo.
And it's usually those risky choices mm-hmm. that make the biggest impact, that make people say, like, wow, I wouldn't think of that.
Well, it's all about, and we'll talk about trends for 2023, but basically everybody who's anyone is saying that jewel tones and really bright, warm midtones are in for 2023. So I know that you're thinking about painting some of your house.
Yes.
Where are you thinking about painting?
The amount of time that this occupies in my brain is staggering.
Uh-huh.
I could have this full internal dialogue about painting as I'm doing anything else, mostly when I'm sitting on the couch, because I've thought about, okay, if I have the white walls, maybe I want to do an accent on the ceiling.
Ooh.
So I have a mustard yellow couch. So do I want to bring that color to the ceiling?
Yeah.
Or do I want to do, I've seen great examples of white walls and a color trim, but I have the built-in bookshelves of my fireplace and then it gets like iffy, like
yeah.
how does that go into that area? So I just like cycle through my head over and over again. Then I think about, I mentioned I might want to paint my hallway and doors a pink.
Yes.
Then I think about maybe I want to paint the trim in my kitchen. And at the end of the day, I haven't done any of these things because I just keep thinking about it.
So if you're like Kathleen, and colors and options for what you can paint inside your home just sort of leave your brain spinning. The rise of online paint colors in the last few years are the best thing to happen to interior design.
Yeah. So many companies are coming out with curated collections and it makes the process of painting so much easier.
One of my favorites is Claire. I'm actually doing my kitchen cabinets and they're matcha latte green.
Yeah.
And I'm obsessed with their white trim paint too, because it used to be the thing where all the trim in your house was white. Mm-hmm. And I have used a white trim paint from Claire, but I can remember homes in the 90s and early 2000s, you would paint your wall, whatever you wanted. That was one thing. And then you would paint your trim like a very shiny white. Mm-hmm. And Claire paint has this really great trim white that when you put it on your trim, it's like photoshopping your trim. Hmm. Because it's not shiny and it's not satin. It's a mix of some magical combination that they have found in between. And it gets rid of all of the dings and the scratches. And it just makes your trim look like it is fresh out of the wood shop and has just been put on your wall.
Good to know, because my trim is a disaster. It's very, very old and very scuffed and dinged and bad. It's bad.
I, in my living room, I'm just painting the floor trim the same color as the wall. Mm-hmm. I'm not even doing a separate color because I want the room to look taller.
Right.
And so I didn't want to cut it off with different color trim. But going back to the curated paint companies that are online now that don't necessarily have brick and mortar shops, Claire, Lick, Backdrop, because they have such few colors, like a tenth of the colors or even less than that, mm-hmm. That Home Depot and Behr and Benjamin Moore and Sherwin-Williams have, you know that the colors are good because professionals have sat there and said, okay, we're only offering 20 colors. What color should we offer? You know that they are good colors that are going to work in a multitude of different rooms.
Yeah. And something else that's great with these companies is they're so tied to social media,
yep.
both on their website and on Instagram, is they have real life examples in all the colors.
Yep.
So Backdrop, I look at a lot. So you click on a color and you can see whole galleries of the colors, mm-hmm. and it's really helpful.
HGTV magazine, every issue, they feature colors from all different companies, and their photography is so great that you really get a good idea of what the color looks like. The color that I love the most, which has been my favorite paint color for a couple of years now, but apparently it's out, Kathleen.
I disagree.
Is Farrow and Ball Pink Ground. Mm-hmm. And I found that color on apartmenttherapy.com because Apartment Therapy, also another great resource to find paint colors. They do a wonderful feature where they show small apartments in New York City, mm-hmm. and they show how people set up these really small spaces to be multifunctional. And there was a space I fell in love with, and it was because the walls were Farrow and Ball Pink Ground. But you just mentioned working with Behr through Home Depot. Mm-hmm. I found an almost exact match through Behr called Conch Shell. Mm. And now that I'm thinking about it, I think I might even like it better than Pink Ground.
No, that's actually like the vibe I'm going for in the hallway. I want that like,
yeah,
kind of muted pink, you know, it lends a level of sophistication to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like a blushy pink that's got more grayish than actual red tones to mm-hmm. it. It's very versatile.
I was actually thinking somewhere I've been finding a lot of inspiration is actually TV, like well done TV.
Mm.
The Handmaid's Tale. I'm watching the latest season.
Okay.
And there's a house that one of the characters is in that just has very nice interior design. Like different rooms were very saturated in colors, but when they did pan throughs to hallways, you just saw they all played off each other, but yeah. they were all really different because sometimes I worry about all the rooms in my house and how they go together.
Yeah, I understand that.
Another TV show with great interiors that I want to mention, The Last of Us.
Ooh, I've been watching that one.
Lots of painted trim uh-huh. and contrasting color. Like the wall could be a very saturated color, but a contrasting color in the trim.
Yeah.
And all the millwork, all the woodwork is painted mm-hmm. and it looks sophisticated. There's really inspiration everywhere.
I am so into contrasting trim, like a pink wall and then red trim or something. Mm-hmm. First of all, pink and red are some of my favorite color combinations together. I think yours too, right, Kathleen?
Yeah, I have a big artwork that's pink and red.
And pink and orange. I love pink and orange together. Mm-hmm. Contrasting trim is one of the things that I'm going to lean into in 2023. In my office, Pink Ground, I'm going to do the trim in their Charlotte's Locks by Farrow and Ball as well.
It's going to be great.
It's going to look so cool. But I'm glad that you mentioned TV. My favorite show to watch for interiors is Only Murders in the Building.
I've never watched it.
Oh my God, you have to see the wallpaper that's in Steve Martin's foyer. It is so good.
So good. Actually, my sister did that exact same thing. She did a very light pink for her daughter's bedroom,
yeah,
but a hot pink for all the trim and like all the windows and stuff. Because it's that pink girly, but like it's different. I don't know. It's just doing it with the trim,
yeah,
creates a cool effect.
I hope one day that I have a daughter and that she is as appreciative as interior design as I am.
Okay. This is not the social shout out, but maybe it could be. Our friend, the Southern Gale. You can follow her at the Southern Gale, G-A-I-L.
Yes.
She just showed her son's bedroom. She has two sons. They are the most sophisticated, well-designed rooms.
Oh.
And like, this is my dream. And I love that they're not kitty at all,
mm-hmm,
but it's a football theme, but it's wallpaper and blue trim and blue curtains. And it's like, so good.
If you just instill that sophisticated design in those little gentlemen early.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why I love the phrase little gentleman so much. It's so cute. Speaking of things that are well designed, I want to take a second to talk about the sponsor of this episode, CozyEarth.com.
Ugh, yes.
I don't know if you can tell today, Kathleen, I'm glowing. I am incredibly well rested, and that is because I got to sleep in my bed alone last night. But more importantly, I slept on my Cozy Earth bamboo sheet set.
You look so good, and it's all because of the Cozy Earth.
Thank you. Life is too short to have crappy sheets. I'm just gonna say that outright.
We spend so much time in bed, we don't need to be all scuffed up from our sheets.
I don't. And luxury bedding should relax your sore muscles and help you feel refreshed. And I do very much indeed feel refreshed today. And gentle listeners, if your bedding is not living up to expectations, you need to stop what you're doing right now and you need to pull up CozyEarth.com because their bamboo bedding products are guaranteed to be the softest bedding products on the market.
I have a story for you. My Cozy Earth sheets have been attacked.
Oh my God, what happened?
So my husband is a carpenter,
yeah,
works with his hands, and sometimes they get a little scuffed up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I was making the bed, a cut on his hand left a mark of blood on the top sheet.
You have to divorce him.
I was really upset. I was like, these are really nice sheets. Why didn't you put a Band-Aid on? Don't you know these are our Cozy Earth?
Don't you know I covet these sheets more than my relationship with you?
I threw them in the wash, mm-hmm, washed out 100%.
Oh my God.
I know. I was thrilled because sometimes when we invest in something, it almost feels too precious to use it.
Yeah.
And you get a little nervous and, mm-hmm, maybe you don't put them on. Nope, not with Cozy Earth. So soft, so luxurious, but also completely practical because it washes beautifully.
And if you're listening to this and you're like, I want a piece of that Cozy Earth action where the blood doesn't set and and I get to sleep in a bed that feels like pure luxury, lucky for you, we have a code that will give you 35% off. And the code is Kathleen. But don't take our word for it. Listen to Oprah too.
Cozy Earth is Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row, which is really impressive. It could be one and done.
Yeah.
And each year is a new product.
I like how you said that Oprah wasn't one and done with Cozy Earth.
Yeah. No, she kept going back. So first, bamboo sheet set.
Yeah.
Bamboo pajama set.
Oh.
Bamboo jogger pant.
Oh, you're talking dirty to me now.
Plush lounge sock.
Oh, that's what I gave to my girlfriends for Valentine's Day.
What did they think?
Oh, they loved them.
How could they not?
They're so soft.
And the latest one is the waffle bath towel bundle.
Kathleen, my heart just stopped because you and I talk all the time about how it feels so nice to put on a bathrobe or use a waffle towel when you get out of the shower because it just goes, it sucks all the water off of your body.
I'm telling you, I'm very particular on my towels. And if they don't absorb correctly, not for me. Waffle, that's it.
And all of this comes with a 10-year warranty. When is the last time that you bought a sheet set that came with a 10-year warranty? I don't think I've ever bought a sheet set that came with any sort of warranty.
No, typically it gets messed up and I just throw it out or use it as a drop cloth. Never with my Cozy Earth.
As a drop cloth. I do use my old shower curtains as drop cloths.
It works.
I know. So get in on the Cozy Earth action because Cozy Earth has given us an exclusive code for our listeners. Get 35% off site-wide. That's everything on CozyEarth.com with the code Kathleen. Lane.
Again, that's 35% off site-wide at CozyEarth.com with code Kathleen. Okay, back to paint.
Another great way to find a curated collection of colors with the bigger brands that do come in so many colors, like Benjamin Moore and Behr, Sherwin-Williams. Those brands will come out with new color collections for every year, like at the top of the year or usually in December before the new year turns. They'll put out like our colors of 2023 or Benjamin Moore, which is a paint company that I use a lot. If I'm not using Farrow and Ball, I'm using Benjamin Moore, and then sometimes I'll have Claire paint sprinkled in there. But with Benjamin Moore, painting my mother's exterior, my mother has a 95-year-old Tudor home, and Tudor homes typically are like brown and tan. And I said to my mom when we were painting her house, I said, I don't want to choose a color that's not right for the time period of your house, but I do want to be a little experimental.
Yeah.
And we knew we wanted to do the house in shades of blue. So we went to Benjamin Moore, and Benjamin Moore, within their full collection, they have all of these smaller curated collections. If you go into a store that represents Benjamin Moore, there's going to be like tons and tons of little brochures and stuff that you can take with color samples. And like what you had with Behr, Kathleen, was there a brochure in Home Depot that showed it?
So helpful.
Go to your local hardware store. Those brochures are free, and by all means, take them home, look at them for the span of a week or 2 weeks before you decide, because Benjamin Moore has something called like their historical colonial collection or something like that, their historical collection. So we chose all of the colors for my mom's house for her exterior makeover from the historical collection, and people still to this day, it's been almost a year and a half, whenever they're walking by and my mom is outside or I'm outside, they stop us and say, who chose the colors?
Way to go. You're like, I did.
I'm like, oh, I did. You know what? This is an Etsy idea I have.
Okay.
Kathleen, you and I could launch this related to the podcast, where people just buy our services for just, they send us a photo of the exterior of their house and we choose the colors for them.
Yeah. My mom actually helps my brother do that a lot.
Oh, that's right. Cause your brother's an architect. Mm-hmm. So you're, oh, look at that. Your color is in your family.
It is. So if you go to these stores and you get a brochure, that's a great starting point to then take it to Pinterest.
Yep.
And see what that color, you're like, oh, I think I like this green.
Yep.
Let me find examples, either interior or exterior. Because sometimes when you just type in green room, even that can be overwhelming.
I saw someone once, and I should have spoken up. I was in some sort of group, some Facebook group a couple of years ago, and somebody was like, oh, should I paint this the color of my room or that the color of my room? And the one that they were leaning towards was like this god-awful electric purple. Mm. And I bit my tongue, and I wish I would have given them this advice at the time. A lot of times I'll go to Pinterest and type in best Benjamin Moore blue.
Mm-hmm.
And people have curated all sorts of little graphics and whatever with the swatch of the color and the name of the color, and it comes up, and it is just such an easier jumping off point than going in cold turkey.
I actually had to do that. So when I had my Home Depot porch makeover, it was if you give a mouse a cookie. So we put in new trim and new columns, and then the house looked so dingy.
Yeah, because everything else had been freshly painted, but the siding wasn't.
Right. So I said to my husband, now we have to paint the whole front of the house.
Yeah.
So I Googled best white exterior paint.
Yeah.
There are so many whites.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm embarrassed to say that I went with the same white that I have all inside my house.
Oh my God. Your house is the same white inside and outside?
Inside and out. It's Pure White by Sherwin-Williams. But I just knew I could trust it. And I did a lot of research, actually.
Yeah.
Popular ones are Alabaster and I think even Dove White.
Cloud White.
They all have varieties of more yellow tones or more, you know, blue purples.
Yeah.
I knew this was pretty pure, but not overly stark.
Mm-hmm.
It worked out.
So actually, Bears 2023 color of the year is a warm sort of grayish white called Blank Canvas.
It does look really nice.
And I've been looking at pictures of rooms online done in Blank Canvas, and it is a really gorgeous white.
Well, they do such a good job because they show it in multiple instances.
Yeah.
They show it on the wall. They show it in the kitchen. They give you that visual that takes the fear out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm glad you said that. Another great resource is go directly to the website of the paint brand, because I know Benjamin Moore, for a fact, will show it to you in morning light and evening light and stuff like that. And then they'll give you colors that match it. If you want to do accent colors in the room, ceiling, trim, that type of thing, which is the best idea ever. Use their suggestions. Don't think that you have a better eye than they do.
It's just easier.
And another great resource for paint color inspiration is furniture stores. They will often have on their websites collections of paint colors that match what they think their customers want.
Yeah, that's cool.
Pottery Barn in West Elm, they work with Sherwin-Williams. And Anthropology works with a company that I haven't heard of, probably because it's British, House of Hackney.
Mm-hmm.
And they work with Farrow and Ball.
I want to be the person that uses Farrow and Ball.
Kathleen, I don't know why I keep buying it. I cannot afford it.
How much is a gallon?
Oh, God, $120.
Okay, so it's like around double. I guess it just depends on surface area.
Yeah.
How often you're going to paint this. If you paint that once in 20 years, that's fine if it's not a big room.
Yeah.
On the other hand, my sister has a very large, beautiful old home. She did the walls, the woodworking, and the ceiling of a, I don't know, 50 by 40 room.
A huge room. That's a ballroom.
Okay. Math is not my strong suit. I have no idea how big that is.
But I'm going to say it is like three regular living rooms in one.
All Farrow and Ball Hague blue. It is stunning, both in looks and price.
And price. That is thousands of dollars worth of paint. Here's the thing about spending more on paint. By the way, Hague blue, Farrow and Ball is one of my favorite colors. Yeah,
it's like it's a deep, very rich blue, but it has a little bit of a teal quality to it in certain lights. And she described it as she wanted this room to feel like a hug, which is cool to think about. But I'm teasing her. I don't think she listens to this, but I'm teasing her in the cost. But this is a once in a maybe ever, maybe in the whole time you own this home, paint experience.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that worth to you? And she had professionals do it.
Yep.
So investing in the very high quality paint one time in 50 years makes sense.
In my last apartment, it was a rental. I lived there for 8 years. Sort of somewhere around year six, all of the low quality paint that I put on the walls started to look a little meh.
Mm.
I had saved the name of the colors that I got. I knew the store that I got it from. I was like, okay, it's cracked here. I need these touch-ups, whatever, whatever. I went and got little samples of the colors that were on my wall to do the touch-ups. Mm-mm. And because I bought the lowest quality paint, because I was like, I'm a renter, who cares? I didn't realize I was going to live there that long. Whether you own or whether you rent is something to think about when you're trying to figure out what kind of quality paint you want to get. Because I bought the lowest quality paint when I put the touch-up paint on the wall, the original paint had faded so much that it was completely two different colors.
Touching up paint is really hard unless you have a high quality paint.
Yeah.
The sun affects the paint very much after a year or so.
And now that I live in a place that I own, I wanted to make sure that if in 2 years I was going to do a touch-up, I wanted a really good quality paint on that wall so the touch-up wasn't going to be a completely different color. Most of the walls in my apartment are from the Regal Paint Quality Collection from Benjamin Moore.
Mm-hmm.
I know they have a step-up called the Aurora. I keep asking the guy at the paint store about Aurora, and he's like, you don't need it. You don't need it. Basically, everybody's told me that Regal Collection is the way to go. Bear has their top level of paints. It's called the Marquee Collection, the Dynasty Collection. Sherwin-Williams has the Emeralds Collection. Lick and Claire and Backdrop, they're charging anywhere in between $60 and $80 a gallon because automatically it's a high level quality paint. They're not offering low quality paints in those brands.
And Behr does advertise that their high end paint can be a one coat coverage.
Yes.
So what is your time worth?
Less work.
Painting is fun for about 4 minutes. They're like, hate this. And I don't prep, so I'm getting paint everywhere.
Kathleen, no.
Splatters on my hardwood floors.
No.
I realize I get like irritated and I get just real, I just want to get it done.
No, Kathleen, you have to get the contractor construction paper.
The brown paper.
Yeah, roll it out on the floor and then you have to put your drop cloths on top of that.
Oh my God, I wish I was that person. That sounds really nice to future me, but current me, not happening.
I hate priming, so spending a little bit more on a paint where it's like one coat and you don't have to prime is music to my ears.
I typically don't use primer, but I did with my front door because it was black and going from black to red.
Yeah.
Even with that, I think I did one coat of primer, four coats of red to get that true red color.
Yeah.
Any other time, I don't think I would ever prime.
You know what? We got to cut this episode into two parts. There's just too much good information to share.
We still have to talk about getting samples, how to narrow those down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and color matching.
The one thing, gentle listeners, that I want you to take away from this episode is that you should never walk into a paint store, just pick a color willy-nilly, walk out with a gallon, and put it on the wall when you get home. You're setting yourself up for financial ruin and disaster, color disaster.
Yeah, seriously, though, don't do that. In the second half, we're going to talk about the 2023 paint trends, our favorite colors that have come out recently.
There's one, Kathleen, that I am vehemently against.
Ooh, I like that word.
If you want to follow me, Kathleen Haney, you can do so at Kathleen Loves Color.
If you want to follow me, Kathleen Martin, at Create a Colorful Life.
If you want to follow this podcast, you can just look us up. We're on all the socials. Kathleen can do it. You know where to find us.
We have a great Facebook group that you can join, and we're starting a newsletter. Mm-hmm. So head to our website, drop us your email, and you'll get it in your inbox.
And everything we talked about today will be included in our show notes and on our website, KathleenCanDoIt.com.
Stay tuned for How to Pick the Right Paint Color, Part 2. And don't forget,
if Kathleen can do it, you can do it too.
Is it green?
No, it's sage.
Is it asparagus?
No, it's moss.
Maybe it's broccoli.